This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has rejected international pressure to halt the war in Gaza in a fiery speech marking the country's annual Holocaust Memorial Day. On Sunday, Netanyahu attacked those accusing Israel of carrying out a genocide against the Palestinians, claiming that Israel was doing everything possible to ensure the entry of humanitarian aid to the Gaza Strip.
As the Prime Minister of Israel, the one and only Jewish state, I pledge here today from Jerusalem on this Holocaust Remembrance Day. If Israel is forced to stand alone, Israel will stand alone. But we know we are not alone, because countless decent people around the world support our just cause.
Netanyahu said 80 years ago the Jewish people were defenseless against those who sought their destruction, and today they again confront enemies bent on their destruction. Meanwhile, there seems to be dwindling prospects for ceasefire talks in Cairo between Israel and Hamas. That's according to a U.S. It is a U.S. designated terrorist group. Hamas wants an end to the war in exchange for freeing of hostages, and Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu flatly ruled that out. On Sunday, Reuters' Zachary Goldman.
Israel has been warning for months it plans to send troops into Rafah, the southern city bordering Egypt, where more than a million displaced Gaza residents have taken refuge. Israel believes thousands of Hamas fighters are holed up in the city, along with potentially dozens of hostages. The United Nations on Friday warned such an operation would potentially put thousands more lives at risk. The Israeli military on Sunday released video of Defense Minister Yoav Gallant meeting commanders in Gaza. Gallant said there were signs Hamas did not intend to reach an agreement. He said, quote, "This means strong military action in Rafah will begin in the very near future and in the rest of the Strip."
Reuters' Zachary Goldman. Students protesting the war in Gaza left their camp at the University of South